It doesn't matter what your tree looks like, only how it makes you feel. Bonsai addicts because therapy did not work. This is a slogan I saw on the back of a shirt when I was in South Africa. It turns out the bonsai addicts are a group of enthusiasts, but it was the sentiment, because therapy did not work, that hit a nerve with me. In all the years I've been involved with bonsai, I've met many individuals who have told me that having and creating bonsai has changed their life for the better. You've probably heard about some of the most talked about mindfulness techniques like meditation, but there's an increasing amount of evidence suggesting that many hobbies, including bonsai, can also act as effective mindfulness exercises. This is because they encourage people to focus on the task in hand. Doing bonsai teaches you to enter a state of flow, especially when you really love and enjoy what you're doing. The concentration that is needed to create bonsai helps center the mind and allows stressful thoughts to go away. Even if you do not have a lot of artistic talent, the process of connecting your mind with your body to create a work of art is enough to bring you to the present moment. I recently asked a simple question on social media. Depression, anxiety, stress. Has bonsai helped you? And I was astonished at the avalanche of replies. Many of the respondents gave permission for me to publish their comments, both in print and as a podcast. So here are a few. I'm a mental health therapist who does crisis work with, for example, people who have had a loved one die, have endured a rape, are suicidal, or are suffering from a psychosis. Part of my job is writing up legal petitions to send people involuntarily to hospitals. I've seen people shoot themselves, cut themselves, attack me, etc. That's just some background. It's all 24-hour shifts. My fieldwork has a very high rate of burnout. Out of my graduate cohort, there's only 4 of us left that are still in the field. Bonsai is a big contributing factor as to why I'm still doing it. Somebody else wrote, bonsai helps me with stress and anxiety. When I'm working on my trees, the same way working with my hands in a capacity is therapeutic. But the bulk benefit I get is from the 20 to 30 minutes I spend sitting on my balcony with my trees every day. That is always relaxing, and I always feel like I shut all of my obligations on the other side of the door when I step out there. This next one was really nice. I feel at peace for the first time in my life, and bonsai are not just a dream now, but a reality for me. I have stability, which is what they require, and putting in the time to research their needs and the different rules and practical aspects of bonsai brings a quiet to my mind that is sometimes hard to find. I found the next one rather sad, actually. I'm diagnosed with depression. I started taking medication for my depression around the time I started bonsai. I can spend an entire day to the physical exhaustion, potting, wiring my trees, etc. I haven't been able to do any type of physical activity for that long in a long time, but bonsai keeps me motivated. I love looking outside and seeing my garden flourishing. I like taking care of my trees and feeling accomplished to be doing so. It keeps me out of bed. When we start with bonsai, who would have thought that something as simple as nurturing a living organism, watching it thrive and mature, would bring us so much to our well-being. That time when I'm focusing, working on my trees, is when I can really let go of everything else in my life and just focus on my trees. For that time, nothing else matters. I get to be involved with life literally growing up in front of me, seeing the time and effort rewarded by something flourishing under my care. I don't think about anything else except the tree in front of me and what it needs at that moment. Even if I'm just watering, I relax being with my trees. So, for some people, it's going to the gym. For others, it may be yoga or Tai Chi. For me, it's contemplation and creation. Wherever you are, whatever you're feeling, I really hope your bonsai brings you a sense of peace and allows you to relax and regenerate your mind, as well as creating an object of beauty. Thank you for listening.